This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, top of the hour. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to all you Olivia Newton-John fans and Candler McAfee. Candler McAfee, good morning to all y'all out there. What you laughing at? Did you had your headband and your gear on back in the 80s?
Hell yeah, man.
Bopping around
with
that?
There you go now.
Every time I hear this song, I think about those shows where all the exercise shows were going on, and then by extension, the scene in 48 Hours where Eddie Murphy gets out of jail and he's sneaking up on these two folks and he looks in the, and the TV's on and there's this like Jane Fonda kind of thing going on in the exercise class and he'd been in jail and he's like, man, TV didn't change. Listen, we got a serious announcement to make and we started the show talking about this. Hartsfield-Jackson is experiencing some delays and cancellations out there, and this is all tied to the weather we've had the last 36 hours around Georgia, and we just got an actual number of cancellations.
Was that something?
422, I believe, was the number of cancellations. There's more in delays. I didn't see that number.
But if you're going out there, you're supposed to have a flight. You might want to make sure your flight is happening.
Exactly.
Because there's some people who are stretched out and lying down on the –
they're sleeping.
Yeah, they're sleeping in the aisles.
And the hard part is it's easier to sleep at night, even if you're uncomfortable because it's dark out. Now it's light out.
Yeah.
And everybody's coming through there and trying to get some sleep because you've been up all night long. Oh, there's some cranky people.
Some people are going up for the holiday. You know, the holiday is coming up this week. Independence Day. Some people are getting out of town this weekend and they got the week off and they're trying to get their week off to a good start. Their trip off to a good start and.
Say your phrase.
You want to make sure you want to pack your patience.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure there's a flight to pack your patience for. So really, you want to watch out for that if you're heading out to our airport today.
Also, two pieces of information that we talked about earlier. Well, one of them was just acknowledging, you know, Ron Washington. He has taken the rest of this year off.
Mm-hmm.
Braves are getting ready to play the Angels after they finish up with the Phillies.
Yeah,
and, of course, you'll be thinking of Ron. Again, he's just, you know, he had some health issues. No more news on that. He's just going to take it easy.
Yeah.
So he will be resting the rest of this season. And also, we haven't said
at a time when their team is trying to work their way into the wild card. Let's be mm-hmm. like, yeah, the Angels are playing better baseball.
A few years ago in this city, at one point, I would imagine, in one of the suites, there were not one, but two billionaires having a conversation. And I say that because one of them was probably in town watching his son coach the Falcons. And he's having a conversation with Arthur Blank. That would be Fred Smith, the guy who founded Federal Express
mm-hmm.
and found out that he passed away last week.
Yeah.
So I had never met the man. May have been some people here who covered the Falcons who may have met him when he came through town.
Or had the chance to encounter him.
Right, but Fred Smith, Mike Smith's father, passed away this past week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Karen Pestana will be joining us talking about Wimbledon, but we got to turn things over to Noelle again, because not only do we have Noelle's world, but because she talks so much and loves basketball so much and follows the NBA infinitely more than you and I.
And I just pulled a coattail or something there. Now, you know, we'll see what she finds out. She was saying that she definitely is not feeling this move, but go ahead. Come on in. How you doing there?
Hey, we are back like we never left, and it is time to get physical, or as they like to say on WNBA Twitter, let's get negative. Before we get there, though, me and Sam did hear some type of rumor, some tea leaves in the air about a trade with the Phoenix Suns for Bradley Beal. No concrete information on that yet, and I hope that there isn't any concrete information at all on that. But, so we'll throw out that update. Be on the lookout for maybe a Bradley Beal trade?
To the Hawks.
And what does that do for you?
Where we going to put him?
You know what I mean? There's questions that come with that.
I'm trying to figure out where the money coming from. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why are we spending this money? Why are we spending it here? Why did he give up his trade exemption for this? If he was going to give up a trade exemption, then the Suns could have kept Durant. He was cheaper. There's a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. A lot of question marks there. But to get to the negativity, the Dream had a game last night against the number one Minnesota Lynx. So they've had two big tests in the past week and a half or so. They played your champion, New York Liberties.
Had a 17-point lead.
Yep, took them down to the wire. They threw a big punch at the champs, but the champs got up off the mat and did what needed to be done. They went on against the other team in the championship in the finals last year, the Minnesota Lynx last night. Same situation. It took a decent punch, but they ran into a problem they ran into against the Wings earlier this week, and that's lack of moving without the ball. We're standing around a bit. We're not getting the ball around the horn and getting a lot of people touching it like they really want to do, like what's been successful this season. And when teams have been able to bog them down in that way, they've been able to kind of take advantage of the Dream. A Dream haven't been run out of any building, but teams will kind of figure out ways to make them uncomfortable a bit. No questions? Keep going?
No,
okay.
No. Go ahead. make them uncomfortable a bit.
Yeah, you know, like against the Dallas Wings, Enrique Ngumbawale gave her best ISO Joe impression. And it was really hard for Alicia Gray to keep up. And look, I get it, because, you know, you're going in and out and cross over and left and right. And, you know, you're trying to stay on your feet and not jump and foul. And it was creating a very difficult situation on the outside. And then Lee LaRue just owned the block completely against Bree Jones and BG. I hadn't seen that all season, them being dominated at all like that. But the giggly beast that is Lee LaRue out there in Dallas definitely took care of that and stretched the floor out.
I saw
out.
Her play last night.
Yes.
She can do some things.
Yes,
now.
She stretches
the beast,
floor.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to see her and Bree Jones go up against each other, because they're like two of the friendliest forwards, two of the friendliest bigs you're going to find in the WNBA. So it's like just two girls giggling and battling each other for 40 minutes. It's really fun to watch. But, she can stretch the floor. She shot the mid-range. She shot the three. She was really making them work. And those two combination of things right there was detrimental against the Dallas Wings. I was looking for a bounce-back game against Minnesota. And they did look pretty good last night for the most part. Things got a little negative, I think, about the third quarter. Ryan Howard is on her Defensive Player of the Year bid, and it continued last night. She had Nafisio Collier in a bad spot. Nafisio was able to put up 26 last night, 26 points. But it was not an easy 26 points. Ryan Howard was all over. There was a point where Nafisio had some high elbows kind of near the neck face area of Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard gave a little shove. There was a whistle. And since, you know, Nafisio is another one of the nicest players in the league, we don't really talk a lot of trash or yell. So her response to Ryan Howard was to chill out, Ryan.
Ooh.
Chill out.
Yikes.
Yeah, they love hearing that in competition.
Yeah, so, you know, things got a little testy. It couldn't, not too much could happen, because Nas Tillman interjected, of course, immediately got in front of Ryan like a mom telling them, my husband said no mayo on their burger, okay? No mayo. Ooh. That's how Nas Tillman stepped into the situation. So it couldn't get too testy, too far, broke it up. But
hey, help me out here for a second. If not Ryan, who's going to get the Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, that's a good question. Actually, that's a really good question right now. It's probably be a big, like a Jonquel Jones, but she's injured right now.
Yeah.
That's a real good
it's
question.
It's amazing how she had been out, but she showed up when they played Atlanta.
Right. Right?
You know, right?
That was like the last game she had, and then after that, she got gimpy and been out for a while. You know, yeah. ain't that the way the cookie crumbles, right?
Right, right.
Like Nafisa called you coming back last night, but was out the game before. That's the way the cookie crumbles. You know, that's how it is.
BG had a good game offensively last
BG
night.
Had a really good game right? last night. One of her best games of the season so far. And they really just let the 6'9 player go to work. She was, you know, putting the hook shots back and getting the putbacks, moving her off and on with Naz Hillman and bringing on the energy that Naz brings was really working last night. I did like that. They continue to put their heads down to get to the basket and try to get to the line to create some points and some rhythm when the shots weren't falling. I did like that. But the last shot, which could have won the game or sent us into overtime because we went into overtime last night, that lack of ball movement showed itself. Nobody kind of moved or set any kind of screen for Ryan to get off and kind of get a clean shot. And there was also a lack of a whistle I didn't like there either. Some people thought it was good, no call. I did not. I thought there was a lot of body contact there. Could have got a whistle, didn't, went into overtime, and they couldn't pull out that win. But I did see a lot of positive things. I do think they will grow heading further into the season.
You know out-rebounded them last night. They out-rebounded, which I thought was a really good sign. This team does excel, and that's something that's been difficult for the Dream in years past. This is a much better rebounding team.
Oh yeah, they put an emphasis on it with the two bigs plus Naz and Nia Coffey coming off the bench, and you can tell. And then on top of that, I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, don't you love that. When that happens?
Oh, no.
Oh, welcome to my world.
Something so pivotal to say.
No,
but we'll pivot to the other thing because there was somebody in the stands last night.
Not you. Not you.
Yeah.
I know, right? I'll think of it. I'll call. We'll pivot back. But until then, there was somebody in the stands last night watching all the action. Actually, two people. Yeah, Keaton Wallace in town. But you also had Mr. Trae Young showing up last night. Trae Young been all over the place, from L.A. to New York to Atlanta, the press conference. I think Sam and Caleb saw him last night, and then he was able to hit Gateway Arena. And I wanted to bring it up because the way he entered the arena or entered the stands was so comical to me, because it was very much like, I'm not here. It was kind of like if you saw the Grammys the year before last when Beyonce showed up in the huge cowboy hat, but she tried to be inconspicuous, like she wasn't there, like she was trying to hide under the cowboy hat. That was Trae last night trying to hide in his hoodie, like in the hood of his hoodie. Like,
yeah, but what
was that all about?
Well, I brought it up because to me that's one of the main reasons he goes to L.A. in the offseason either, because he wants to have to hide under the hoodie. He wants people to be like, oh, there's Trae Young, let me get your autograph and all those good things. And then somebody, you know, tweeted last night when they saw it, does Trae Young know he doesn't have to do that here?
Yeah, really.
We're just not that kind of town.
Yeah,
we know celebrities. We like
really
them. We'll go, hey, look, there's a bird, there's a plane, there's Trae Young. But the whole, you know, rushing you like it's B2K and it's 2002, or like you're the Beatles, for instance. Like, it's not that here. So it was comical to see him give that energy and nobody give like the reciprocal energy of, oh, there's Trae Young. So I thought that
I think that happens for a number of reasons. Though a lot of the players here don't live in town. I mean, especially when we talk about Falcons players, they got to live way out because that's where they practice and everything. You rarely see them in town. Hawks sometimes you see would see, you know, in the city. Braves players are out and around. So, I mean, it's never been that kind of city. You think about a guy like Dominique Wilkins, and the reason he still gets love was because he didn't mind people touching him.
Mm-hmm.
If he's at Lennox, if he's at the grocery store, whatever, you can walk up the knee and say hey to him. And people weren't going to say, hold him and hold it, wait, my mama coming, hold him. You know,
and that's the thing I was going to say. Like,
we don't do that here.
A different kind of cool here. We're going to say, hey, what's up? We might dap. And then we're going to, you know, keep it moving. We're not trying to get pictures and autographs for everybody in the family and the mama and all of that extra stuff.
And
so
that's the reason why this has been a popular home for players in other cities. You find them having homes here, you know, in the off season. They're not in the cities where they live. People like Jerome Bettis. People think Jerome Bettis lived in Pittsburgh. Jerome Bettis lived here forever.
Yep.
But he can go to Pittsburgh and folk could chase him all over the place. But yeah, nobody bothering.
And not just sports. I think Angelina Jolie figured that out. When she dropped her daughter off over there at the AUC and was like, oh, nobody, I can go to the mall?
Yep.
And ain't nobody going to bother me?
Yep.
I'm just looking at makeup and Sephora.
She ain't been that relevant, but I get what you're saying. My It's funny listening to you guys do this. And from my perspective, it's just the obvious, just the opposite, because when I'm on set, like this past week, there was somebody walked by and people screamed at him. I got screamed at in Kroger, right, just for being a stupid old butler, right? I got screamed at. So I have seen it the opposite of that too. But the bigger stars, I think the other issue is we see them on social media. And we form an opinion. Nobody had an opinion about Dominique Wilkins or whoever you want to talk about before social media because you didn't really know him that much. Some stars, like you talked about Kevin Durant, you wouldn't approach Kevin Durant even if he was here. He's walking down street at noon toward Lenox Mall. People would leave him alone because they got a perception of him because they've seen him, what he does on social media. Trey is a different kind of person on social media, and people feel the way they do. To your point, you're right. Yeah, folks in Atlanta here, we've seen a lot of stuff, so we're not really going to roll up on them like that. But I think social media has something to do with how, quote unquote, celebrities are approached now. Do you subscribe to that?
Maybe so. Maybe so. Especially if they're very active on it. Mm-hmm. If they're active on it, and people may feel like they want to step to them. But if not, I think you can come and go like you want to in this town.
You know what I haven't heard Noelle talk about when she does her NBA stuff, even the Dream stuff? And it's just, again, I've just not heard her talk about it like we talk about other sports, the officiating.
I try not to, but I did. You heard me say that.
Oh, you have had a problem at times?
Oh, you heard me say that I didn't like the elbows on the Fecia Collier, and Ryan Howard was the one to get the call.
But you didn't say the refs were being lazy that night.
I won't say being lazy, but I'll say this before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I think the WNBA refs are seriously inconsistent, and I've thought that for the past 4 or 5 seasons. I've seen them let go of calls that I thought were egregious. I've seen them make calls that I thought were very ticky-tacky. So, and playing the Liberty and now playing the Lynx, I am willing to say that both of those teams got championship whistles against the Dream. So, I have my issues with the Zebras with the W, too.
Does it fall into the category of what we say about the NBA, especially during playoff time where the refs are letting these ladies play? And we're going to swallow our whistle from time to time just to let them spread their wings and for lack of a better way to put it, play.
It used to be that. I felt like before they let everything go. So I felt like there was fouls that just wasn't calling, period, on both sides. Mm-hmm. Now I feel more like you're getting a little bit of that NBA bias of who's playing and where they're playing. Okay. I feel like that's starting to creep into the WNBA.
All right. We got to shut up. We got to make room for Karen. We're going to go a little long with her, let her have some time. Get it set for Wimbledon. Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, joining next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to get up in here and get Karen on here as quick as possible. We went a little long, and Karen, we just flipped everything up around here. We had intro music and the time we have you on, and it's all different. It's like Australian Open. Everything's upside down and topsy-turvy and all that. So I want to apologize, but I want to thank you for acquiescing and changing the usual time that we have you on. So, and we give you a little different music, a little Ashford. I know you're an Ashford and Simpson fan.
Yeah, yes, I am.
So, anyway, good morning to
good
you.
Good morning.
And as I've said to Sam, I mentioned to him earlier in the show, his love of being there the first day in the U.S. Open, I'm sure you too, but being there in the opening of Wimbledon, what would Monday be like were you there?
Monday, the first match I would be going to on Monday. Alcaraz, the two-time defending champion, playing a man who's about to retire, Fabio Fognini, a former top 10 player.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the match of the day because you never know with Fognini what he's going to do.
I guess what I'm getting at, though, does Wimbledon do anything ceremonial before the 2 weeks start, before the fortnight starts, like the U.S. Open?
Well, I mean, the defending champs always begin on center court, and since Alcaraz, he gets the distinction of playing the first match on center court, opening it up. But yeah, first day of Wimbledon, you know, the strawberries and cream and everyone running to find spots on different courts if you have a grounds pass. You know, it's very different from the U.S. Open. I would say it's much calmer.
Sounds boring.
No, it's like Augusta. It's like Augusta. You don't run.
Yeah,
that's
a good equivalent. That's definitely a good equivalent.
Mm-hmm. Very much. Folks spinning. Yeah.
All right. Well.
You don't think we should, Greg?
What
you think?
No. I'm just soaking it in.
You know, that's not what you do.
I go to Augusta. I don't know about sitting there being bored at Wimbledon.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to be bored. Why is that boring?
Okay, don't question. We got Karen on here. You can interview me later.
We'll do that. We'll do that, folks. talking with Karen Pestana. Always great to spend some time with you. Thoughts about this particular tournament this week, and what are you expecting coming into it? We saw Coco Gauff, last we saw her, she was winning, you know, at the French. She did play a grass court event. Didn't go so well. What do you make of that?
Well, a lot of folks just play these tournaments, in, you know, just to get acclimated to grass. To be quite honest, I wouldn't be that worried losing an early match on the grass court season. So she gets to start practicing early at Wimbledon. I don't think it's a warning signal or anything like that. But one person who's won a grass court tournament leading into Wimbledon is one of your Georgia folks, and that McCartney Kessler. She won the Nottingham coming in, so that's not a good sign for a local.
But her numbers have soared. I mean, she's kind of come out of nowhere, and she's in the top 35 now.
Yes, the grass really suits her game. But her opening match is going to be a tough test because it's against 2021 Wimbledon champion Marketa Vondrousova.
Ooh.
So, yep, the former Wimbledon winner.
Yep, look at me acting like I know who she's going to play against. But here's I had you both fooled. That's called acting.
But we're up for our homegirl. She's from Calhoun, Georgia, which is the home of they have a Buc-ee's.
They ain't going to help her.
Buc-ee's. I don't know.
I'm going to get to this because I'm going to use an analogy you just brought up. And the person who won that, as Karen said, talking about our home folks here, they've not won Wimbledon. You just brought up a Masters analogy. The person who's won the par three has never won the Masters.
Right.
So is this going to be the same thing that's going on, this tune-up tournament before Wimbledon? Has anybody ever won that and won the tournament, in singles, men or women?
For the tune-ups, a few. So.
Oh, really?
No, a few, but I wouldn't say that many. I mean, when you're talking about people like Alcaraz, who won a tournament tune-up last time, and this year he's done it, so you never know. I mean, it varies. I wouldn't give it the same equivalent of the par three thing, but people should basically go on their grass because the grass court season is short. It's only basically 3 weeks, and you need a little practice.
Need some practice, but if you can go there and make it work for you, my goodness, the thing that will pay off for you down the road, you can leave that with some hardware. Folks, spending time talking with Karen Pustanich, Tennis Panorama News, and she is social. You can always find everything she's doing at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. I saw they closed the roof. Alcaraz and Djokovic had like a little rehearsal set, if you will. What do you make of Djokovic this time as he approaches this tournament?
Well, for Djokovic, it's all about the majors. So I'm sure not that he wouldn't put forth effort in other tournaments, but, you know, listen, whatever tournament, if he can win a major, he'll have the record for majors.
We don't want that.
And I'm telling you, if he wins a major this year, it's going to be the award ceremony, mic drop, I'm out of here. But he's on Sinner's side of the draw, and if he gets to Sinner, it would be in the semifinals. I think it's going to be tough. But if he plays like, you know what, I'm going to just play with reckless abandon and do whatever, he might win it. I mean, he's won the tournament 7 times.
All right, we talked before the French Open. The comeback continues for Naomi Osaka, and she got knocked out early on. This is a better surface for her, as I remember you talking about. What are you expecting for her in this tournament?
Well, I mean, although it's better than clay for her, it's not as good as hard court. I am looking at Osaka, and maybe if she gets into the I think if she wins a few matches under her belt, that she will be happy with that. I don't see her winning the tournament, in all honesty. She's never gotten all that far at Wimbledon. So I think if she reaches the fourth round, I think she'd be happy.
So I guess, I don't know if this is fair or not. Karen, you tell me, is she now just a name as opposed to a threat?
On hard court, she's certainly a threat. The natural surfaces, the clay and grass, she's not as big as a threat. But, you know, she making her comeback, everyone is different when they make their way back from having a baby and on top of all other things with her. So it's tough to tell. It really is.
Yep. And Karen, thoughts back on the men's side? And we mentioned some of our home folks. We're looking at Ben Shelton. He's up to 10 now, so he's continuing that climb. We still want to see him break through and get into that second week and then move on into a quarterfinal or maybe a semifinal round. Is this the place for him to do it?
Oh, the grass. He will love the grass. the grass and his crazy hard serve. This is a surface for him. He just has to cut down on making errors and get those first serves in, because sometimes he'll go on a tear, or he'll hit a first serve hard and hit the same serve again and then not get it in. So he really has to tone down on the errors and get first serves in. That would be my advice to him if I were coaching him.
We got Taylor Fritz, who's up at number 5. So we got two Americans in the top 10 going into this thing. What about his chances?
Oh, Fritz. Well, he's got a big obstacle in the first round. And when I say big, I mean literally and figuratively. Giovanni Pesci-Pericard of France, who's couple of inches below 7 feet tall and just missed out on being seeded in the tournament. He has a huge, huge serve. And it's going to be a battle of who gets their first serves in, because Fritz, a great server as well, although way more experienced on grass than Pesci Perricard. I have a nickname for Pesci Perricard because he has some of the fastest serves on the ATP Tour. I call him GMPH. And yes, I know in France they don't use MPH, but that's my nickname for him, GMPH, because his serves are so hard. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. So that's going to be one of my must-watch matches, too. Fritz versus Pesci Perricard.
I just want to hear her say that name a bunch. Say it again, Karen.
Pesci Perricard? Giovanni Pesci Perricard?
There we go.
People who watch this on TV, there's going to be something we're going to miss around the court. We're going away from the officials, right? The line judges? Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes.
And they're always so well-dressed in their shirts and ties and whatnot, and we're going away from them this year.
Yeah, well, you know, technology has taken over the world. Why not Wimbledon? So, yeah, that'll be good because, I mean, I'm sure, well, not good for the folks that were calling lines.
Yeah, now there's people, but officials like to make a little cash, and they like to be on TV, too.
Sorry.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. but at least when you see the calls and if you ask for a replay of the call, you can actually see it, which is good. And it puts the players at ease. So.
All right. So we will have Karen back next week.
Yeah.
Because it's a fortnight.
Yeah.
And looking forward to whoever it is. Who are we going to be surprised by next week if you had to guess?
If I had to guess.
Meaning they're still playing or not playing? If there's some, who's the wild card?
I'm going to say, you know, Petra Kvitova, former top player and two-time winner of Wimbledon, she's playing for her last time. And sadly for Emma Navarro of the U.S., they're playing in the first round. So I would not be surprised if Kvitova would beat Navarro.
All right, mark it down.
There we go.
Bring it up next week.
Yep.
Karen, enjoy your 4th of July. Have a wonderful holiday. Sam and I will be broadcasting the Peachtree Road Race here, but just have a safe holiday, and we look forward to talking to you next weekend.
Great. Have a good one, guys.
There you go. Karen Pastana, Tennis Panorama, joining us. We're going to wrap things up. Turn things over to Mr. Fricky. Top of the hour there, Noel. He's waiting for us, and I just want to make sure we got that right. Okay, just double checking. And also, I got to clean something up. I'm mad at y'all. Y'all let me let this go through here, but we're going to say a little something here. When we come back, it is Sam and Greg, 28th day of June, Saturday morning, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This guy was in town several years ago, right around the corner, center stage.
Really?
I don't know if he still has his shirts buttoned up.
I was just going to say, was his shirt buttoned up to his navel? Unbuttoned to his navel.
Yeah. He's at center stage, man.
Take a Toro lawnmower to that dude's chest.
Gino Vannelli.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this this Saturday morning. Do you know on this 28th day of June, we lost a couple people. We talked earlier about people connected, and I forgot who we were bringing up. But anyway, it reminded me of these people who we lost on the same day. Oh, well, Wednesday. Wednesday was the anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson, so everybody mm-hmm. was talking about that, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to remember that the first part of that day was all about the passing of Farrah Fawcett.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael's announcement happened, and that dwarfed everything. What happened on this day, we lost two people from the sports world. Giants in their own world. Lost Buddy Ryan on this day.
Okay.
And then later that day, or I don't know which timeline who went first, but Pat Summitt.
Okay.
Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
Both Hall of Famers
tremendous
in their
coaches,
respective sports.
Coaches.
Exactly. Exactly. But that, you know, that happened on this day. Also celebrate turning 65 years old today. Some folks will feel old. John Elway.
John Elway.
John Elway is a senior citizen today, officially. Here's a name that folks in Atlanta, if they don't know, they should know. Because it is connected with probably the most famous sports achievement here in this city. Al Downing. Is that fair?
Okay. All right. It is one of the biggest sports moments ever.
Al Downing, for those who don't know, was the pitcher who threw the famous home run pitch to Hank Aaron.
Yep, for
7:15.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been his birthday today. And Henry VIII. He had to have a birthday, right?
He did have to have one.
But speaking of baseball, something did happen significant on this day. I didn't know about the Cincinnati ballot, All-Star Game ballot stuffing controversy. In 1957, Cincinnati as a city got everybody together. I don't know how they did it. They didn't have social media then. And they jammed the All-Star ballots with Cincinnati players. And so when things were counted out, Cincinnati had 8 players in the All-Star game. And the commissioner had to step in. And he said, all right, we know what you're doing here. Something, you know, somebody ratted on them. But on this day, Ford Frick, commissioner then, stepped in and took out a whole bunch of Cincinnati Reds players and then put in Stan Musial, Willie Mays, and Hank Aaron.
Whoa.
They were not going to be in the All-Star game.
They're not going to be in the
because
All-Star
Cincinnati,
game?
Because the Cincinnati fans stuffed the ballot boxes.
Man.
And Ford Frick said, enough of this. And he came in and stepped in and put those guys in. So that happened on this day. So anyway, like I said, insignificant or important information, whatever you want to look at it, but it happened on this day. Also, Ron Luciano, the only umpire I ever know, other than Eric Gregg for his terribleness, Ron Luciano, remember him?
You know Eric Gregg.
No, I'm saying Eric Gregg was terrible.
I know Ron Luciano.
Yeah, that name, he would have been his birthday.
Those are the only umpires you remember?
That I can remember? Okay, Cowboy Joe West. I had to look up in the ceiling and think for a second. But Ron Luciano was the – because he would show up on that that Tommy Lasorda, that weekly baseball show he did. Remember when Tommy Lasorda was the – I don't know if it was This Week in Baseball.
That was Mel Allen.
He was the host. He was the voice of it. But Tommy Lasorda had played a role on it, so I remember seeing him on it, and then I remember seeing Ron Luciano. For whatever reason, he was on that show from time to time, maybe talking ump stuff. But he's like the only umpire I remember. And then I remember Eric Gregg for his strike zone, you know, when the Braves were taking on the Marlins and the World Series and all of that. And Joe West just retired, right?
You know, it was Joe West or Ed West?
No, it was Joe West. Joe West. And speaking of names that were gotten wrong, I want to apologize because we were doing a very nice tribute. The passing of Fred Smith was last week. Talked about that, the CEO of Federal Express, the guy who founded the company, but also mentioned, for obvious reasons, his son, and it was Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith.
I said another name. I just said the name of another Falcons coach.
Last name Smith.
Yeah, which popped into my head, so I apologize to those out there that screamed and called me all kinds of names this time for getting it wrong. Y'all got to correct me, though. Say, you knucklehead, it's Arthur Smith, not Mike Smith. So, wanted to do that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
There are still tickets available for the Mara 12 noon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and that is for FIFA Club World Cup.
Okay.
You know.
Just be careful about where you're driving.
Paris Saint-Germain and Inter Miami with Messi against the league champions. They're going to be playing against, and it should be impressive. You can still get some tickets, but you want to sit down low, you're going to drop about $300 no, $400. I'm seeing some here. If you can get some that are down low, but there are some that are available, and it should be a magnificent match tomorrow at noon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
There you go. We started the show talking about it's a race weekend, and you know Brandon Hutchinson and his staff are putting out a first-class event out at Echo Park Speedway.
Echo Park Speedway. They're going to get started. Joey Logano is on the pole for the race there, and there's a lot happening with Echo Park Speedway.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
There's the name change.
It's beautiful. Fresh coat of paint, as you said earlier.
Fresh coat of paint, new signage all over the place. It's going to look nice and shiny when you get out there. Also, you know, this is going over from Prime network coverage over to Turner. And then we're going to have the in-season tournament with a big cash prize once they get there. So, you know, in addition to just driving the race, the drivers will be matched up against their opponents on the track and just see who can finish higher than the other. They will advance them to the next round as far as the tournament goes. I mean, if you're out there, you pay attention to some of that. I think you really, if you're someone like Chase Elliott and you're trying to get a win, you need a win to make sure you're into the playoff for the championship. You want to, you know, go up front and do what you can to get a win back on his home track tonight. Let's see what's happening. It's going to be a nighttime race. Hopefully the rain, if any, happens earlier, and it won't do like last night, but had people out there pretty late. Adam Alexander didn't join us this morning.
He called up and apologized. He wanted us to tell y'all he was sorry he couldn't.
But he couldn't was join out, us. He's out there till 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't mad at him.
We're not mad at him all. We're understanding. And so Adam, of course, who has been on the call with CW for the Xfinity Series races, that was last night, has also been on the call for the Cup Series races on Prime, now will be on the call for the Cup Series races for Turner. So he's busy, but we always appreciate him spending some time with us when he can. But should be great, but that's tonight. And the Sea Lions are back. I cannot overemphasize the fact that if you go back down to Echo Park Speedway, the Sea Lions will be there to greet you. As you enter there on the front side of the speedway, they're going to be in their tank, and they're here, and they can't wait to see. They're back by popular demand.
Listen,
they were here back in the spring for the spring race, and they're back.
If it's
blistering hot, you might want to jump over in that tank with them.
Yeah, I bet you better not. But two things. One is, go to the website. You want to check out the website and everything they have going on at Echo Park Speedway, not just the events that are going on today, but all weekend long. Just even if you ain't got tickets to go inside, just being out there. And I said this last week tongue in cheek, and then I heard from some people this past week, and they went, you know what, that's not a bad idea. And I just kind of tongue in cheek said, this would be a good time to get some Christmas presents for that person who wants that. Because see, the race ain't gonna be back here before Christmas,
right?
A race weekend, and this particular one. So this would be a good time, even if you don't happen to have tickets, try and get some tickets to the races, we should say. But get out there, park your car, do some Christmas shopping.
Yep, and say hello to our folks.
And say hello to the morning shift. They will be out at Echo Park Speedway from 4 until 7.
Yeah.
That'd be Mike, that'd be Bo, maybe Allie, we're not sure.
Yep. But they're going right up. They're going right up in time. The time for the race to start, 7 o'clock. They're going right up and going right up until start time. They're going to be there, and I'm sure they appreciate you stopping by. I don't know if they appreciate you enough to share some of what they're going to have on the grill, but
well, they ain't going to be grilling out there. But you know.
You don't think so?
Mike and Bo?
Why wouldn't they?
Because they're working.
Yeah,
how you gonna man a grill when you got to do a radio? You would try some stuff like that,
absolutely.
And I'd be like, "Sam, we doing a radio show. That's what he'll be doing next
Friday.
They'd be out there when y'all run by. You're gonna take his attention away from the show. I got, you know, I'm not saying I got to carry the show, but I got to bring you back
in. No, man, I'd be back in. Only thing that bugs me is that they always post us right there by Starbucks. Now that's always nice and convenient.
Right.
That was posted right there.
You get
there.
Yourself a cup, but I'm talking about you get the rate.
Right?
You got all your folk running by, what Sam. You got some fraternity brothers come by. You got folks you go to church with. You got folks that you covered back in the day. They all run by and they say, "Hey, Sam," and they go, "Hey," and then you start talking about what you did. Next thing you know, Noel's yelling at us, going, "Hey, y'all are on the air."
No,
you know,
we do that.
That's what's going on.
We're gonna wait because the first person we plan on talking to is gonna be the mayor, and we always watch for him when he comes running by. We saw him when he came running by. He waved to us last year. So we do that.
We used to say that, you know, our friend is going to get a little upset with us because we haven't mentioned him all show. We talked about the mayor, but we ain't talked about Chesley.
Yeah, he's going to be up there. He'll be up there before him. We'll check in with him. We'll check in with him before
Chesley's a mainstay.
Oh, let's do that.
So we got to get him on. What you looking forward to today?
I'm probably going to go down to AMS. I said that I'm about to say AMS, Echo Park Speedway. I'm probably going to go down and check out the race and just see how things are. Just to be there and get the feel for how things are with the new network change and with this new in-season tournament, something so new for NASCAR. So I plan on going down and hope the rain will stay away and get a chance to see the race.
I am looking forward to seeing the Braves score a run, the first run, in a couple days.
They want to do that. They got Spencer Schwellenbach going for them tonight, and that's what they want. 7:15 is the start time, and let's see if they can get back in the win column. Would be big.
It's a Brave season. Now basketball's behind us, so this is where everything gets splintered, right? You got your baseball fans, but you got so much other stuff going on during the summer. So once basketball and that massive audience dissipates, it's interesting where everybody spreads out to.
Well, we anticipate it. Building into a baseball team that was up toward the top of the division. That's what we were hoping to see. And an MLS soccer team that was up toward the top of their and neither one of them right now. You know, so that's the thing. That's what we were looking, at least I was. I'm saying, okay, until we get to football, we got some going to have some great baseball and great soccer to follow. And, you know, it's kind of
and moose noises. Right. That's what we got. Anyway, the rest of you go out and enjoy the rest of your day. Noel, thank you as always.
Thank you.
You got anything finally to say about anything? Just something
anybody
to get
shoe,
off your,
yeah. Anybody a shoe coming out? No.
If you're headed to SneakerCon, you'll probably see me.
All right.
Okay.
All right now.
Well, that's a nice message.
We're there over Galleria.
You guys be safe out there, and thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We'll be back on Friday, 4th of July. Have a wonderful rest of your day. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.